Coping with rising prices. Be generous. The picture shows a family gathered around a table outside their modest home, happily sharing a meal with a guest. If you are struggling to cope with rising prices, you may feel that being generous is simply out of the question. Yet you may find that giving generously to others will help you to cope with economic difficulties. You can be both frugal and generous. Why it matters. Being generous, even in small ways, makes us happy and boosts our self-esteem. In fact, studies indicate that giving can be good for our overall physical and mental health. For example, it can reduce anxiety, stress, blood pressure, and even aches and pains. It may also improve sleep.
There is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving.
Acts 20:35. When we give to others, financially or otherwise, we may find it easier to accept help when we need it. Howard, who lives in England, says,
"By looking for ways to be generous and helpful to others, my wife and I feel we are being less of a burden when it's our turn to receive help."
Of course, people who are generous at heart do not expect anything in return, but what they may get are true friends who willingly come to their aid in times of need.
Practice giving, and people will give to you.
Luke 6:38. What you can do. Share what you have. If you have little to give, you may still have something to share, even if it is just a simple meal. Duncan and his family, who live in Uganda, are quite poor, but they still have a generous spirit. Duncan says,
"On Sundays, my wife and I invite someone to our home for a simple meal. We enjoy spending time with others."
Of course, when you give to others, you should be reasonable. You do not want to create needless hardships for your family. Try this. Offer someone a simple meal or even a beverage. If you have items that you no longer need, why not give them to friends or neighbors who may benefit from and appreciate them? Give in other ways. Some of the best gifts cost no money. For instance, we can give of our time and attention by doing helpful things for others. Even kind words can be a gift. So tell others how much you appreciate or love them. Try this. Help others with their chores, home repairs, or errands. Write a heartfelt card or send a text message to a friend, even if only to say that you are thinking about the person. When you look for ways to be generous, you open a door to many rewards.
Do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others.
Hebrews 13:16. The picture shows a married couple assisting an elderly woman with yard work. She offers them a hot beverage as they rake and gather leaves.
"Although our apartment is small, we love to cook for our friends and share meals together. We truly enjoy supporting our friends. Sometimes we can give money. Most times, though, we give of our time. Experience has taught us again and again that there is more happiness in giving than in receiving."
Trey, Israel. The picture shows an image of Trey. End of article.